Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I wasn't listening to this. I didn't listen to any part of this show. The producers rung me up and said, can you be a part of this part? They ask you 10 questions. And if you can, give Chris Sutton some stick.
Now he's... That was... Jim Flav, do you remember when I said, next time I speak, we'll be live? Yeah. So you got your hands in front of the camera, haven't you?
No, I didn't.
You know, that
no,
was the big, that was like, whoa, hey, Jeff and Podcast, we live, baby, we live.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Hands in front of, anyway, welcome everyone. Welcome back to, it's sort of Jeff and Live, but it's also just your lovely Jeff and Podcast. Patrons are with us as we speak in the chat, ready to kind of have the final say and also the first say, as they're at the front of the queue to give their reviews at the end of this podcast, which I'm fascinated to see what they can come up with as time goes on. Flav, yeah. We've got lots to talk about. I'm looking for a title from this video, so I've gone with which summer transfers will become club legends. So brace yourself. We've got ourselves a tier list. We're going to go through the top transfer from each team. And we'll put them in the right spots and see who will be a club legend. Also,
20
of course,
transfers. We're talking about 20.
Fly for him. Absolutely fine. All right. We'll talk about your lovely weekend, which is, seems like a long time ago, but there's a lot of people that will want to know of the joys that were your weekend. We could do that now if you want. How are
that
you?
Eric Lamella
is the glow still
spoken,
going?
What?
Is the glow still there?
Course, mate, we're gonna win the league. We are. This is it. Now you're gonna believe us. Now, do you know what? It was just a sweet weekend, isn't it? Seeing Liverpool get beat, and not even this isn't even a like, oh, I hate Liverpool, therefore it's good to see them get beat. It's good, isn't it? You don't want a whole league of, you know, where Liverpool run away with it. So it's a little bit at this moment wide open. They probably still will go on to win it, but you know, it felt great. I mean, it's. You saw it coming to a certain extent, not 6-1, but Man United are a shambles. The defence is a shambles, and Ollie's got to go. Unfortunately,
enough. The piranhas are out.
He's got to go because he did really well last season. He did really well, but something in the break and in the beginning of the season, it's just really, really not working at all. And if they were just losing 1-0, 2-0, you think fair enough. It happens in football, competitive league, anyone can beat. But they're shipping goals, and more importantly, they're shipping chances. And if nothing changes, they'll get tonked again this season, like heavily. They just don't know how to defend. It's weird. And it's not a cheap
time
defense.
For him.
Luke Shaw, what was he, 40 million? Harry Maguire, 80. Lindelof was, 39? Bailey was 30. Wan-Bissaka was 50 million. That defence cost 180 to 190 million. That's more than most Premier League squads. So it's just joking it for them. So, it was wonderful. It was a wonderful, wonderful Sunday afternoon just to sit there and just watch it. And, you know, for me, as a Spurs fan, the best bit was Eric Lamella. Because if he wasn't
Shark eyes at Eric Lamella.
Oh, mate. If he wasn't at Tottenham, I would loathe him. I would hate his guts. But he is, so you know, I think he's all right.
Not something to worry about. Yeah, you're absolutely fine.
Yeah.
I'm just going to move you across a little bit just so we can see you better. There he is. Look at him. Look how happy he is. The glow, the gentle glow. You're going to have to lean on that side from now on if that's the way you want to play this one. Yeah, absolutely lovely. Really nice. Comments of the week from last week. We've got a few. Alexander Klapov. I wish Flav was on Love Island 2021, coupled up with Mourinho and Bale in the hideaway for months. Do you... if that... I'd love to see that myself. I don't think it's going to happen in the near future, but... And it's a very kind of aging twist on the series. But if you were on Love Island... Have you ever watched Love Island, Flav?
Kind of. Not. I'm never...
Basically, you've got to choose who... You've got to couple up.
So, I've seen that. I know the premise. I know the premise.
So if you had Mourinho and Bale, and both are like, they're looking at you, they're thinking, oh, yeah, I want a bit of that gammon beard. And then and then you're like, well, you know, yeah, I have a bit of a gammon beard, and I know you're into that, but I'm going to have to choose because I'm looking for love, which, of course, they're not. But if you had those two, Mourinho and Bale, who are you drifting towards for as a mate?
As a mate, I thought you meant an actual
looking for love, or you know, a long term partner. How are you looking at?
I'm here for the full money. I want it all. Mm. I want great sex life. I want love. I want to be treated. And
you want to be treated as a queen. But who's going to offer that to you? Who's going to give you that?
Jose Mourinho. Wow. Bale, like literally, I want more than just the body. I want something up here as well.
Yeah.
And while Jose Mourinho does it like a pickled onion, he offers, he's got so much up there. I mean, he'll be able to teach me so much about football. I'll just sit there and listen to him regale stories about that wonderful night in the Camp Nou, where Inter Milan tonked Barcelona with 18% possession. You know, he just has so many stories, wouldn't he, Jim? It's like you'd never get bored. Like, get bored of Gareth Bale's body. There's only time, I mean, so many, and he has a big one, Gareth Bale. Like, I'm talking about peace.
Really?
Yeah, you've not seen, there's loads and loads of slow motion GIFs on, wherever you want to find them, really, Twitter.
Right.
Where it's just pictures of Gareth Bale running and he's schlong, just slapping love sword. Against his leg.
Yeah.
He's love sausage. It's the luncheon meat.
Do you know, someone in the chat's just has passed it on to me. I didn't think about this. Thank you, Bobby Turner. Chris Sutton. I just saw the words Chris Sutton. And I didn't even put this in the running order, but Flav has had beef, serious beef, and it's made its way onto the Daily Record. Now, we won't be able to show the clip of it, but we can show you the article here. Chris Sutton slaughters Spurs fans. Scottish Premiership shout as punter claims English League Cup is bigger. Now, obviously, we can't show the clip because I get done for the old copyright. But there's a bit here you can see on the article. Let me just read the article actually, because this is going to be wonderful. And this, do you know what this highlights? This highlights the how Chris Sutton's actually got quite a good reputation up in Scotland.
Because... But we need to caveat all this with the fact that this is like a pro Celtic newspaper.
Daily Record. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, no, it's, yeah. Is it pro? Oh, it's pro Celtic in particular. I know it's obviously in it's ticket. Like Scottish.
They favour towards Celtic. Right. They do.
So here's a sentence you've never heard. Sharp as attack, Chris Sutton. I'll just stop there for a second. Let me just take a breath. Stopped a Tottenham. You are Tottenham, Flav. Stopped a Tottenham in his tracks with a savage put down when the phone-in caller suggested the English League Cup is a bigger trophy than the Scottish Premier. Sharp as attack.
Can I pull up two things there?
Can I just say that a couple more times? Sharp as attack, Chris Sutton. Sorry, mate, carry on.
I didn't phone in to that fucking show. Actually, it's that fucking show. It's BBC. It's a big deal. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Phone-in caller. Punter. You've been called a punter here.
Punter. A punter of whose? Who am I a customer of? I wasn't listening to this. I didn't listen to any part of this show. The producers rung me up and said, can you be a part of this part? They ask you 10 questions. And if you can, give Chris Sutton some stick. The first question was, is the League Cup more important than the Scottish Premiership?
Yeah.
Anyway, do you want to carry on?
That was exactly it. So if you haven't, I'll try and put a link into the description so you can all enjoy it. I kind of just want to play it. We'll take the risk. Fuck it. Oh, yeah. We're going live.
Right then, Chris time for God in 60 Suttons every week, Chris, and two special guests in 4 minutes to answer a
local... Special guest, not a phone in, not a punter, special guest.
They've banged on for too long. They heel, hear a bell on a ding-ding, and we'll move on. Join us today.
That's the bit I was desperate to say. That's the bit. Was hoping for any of you patron guys. I was saying there's something that I know will absolutely drive Flav mad, and that's what it was. It was this. So for anyone who just missed it, let me play it again. Flav, already in this article, has been called a phone... The person who's phoned in, desperate to speak to the likes of Chris Sutton and Robbie Savage. And secondly,
I phoned in because I was desperate to tell them that the League Cup is better than
so had to. Just so desperate to do it. Secondly, he's got called a punter in this article. And then as he's introduced... Just listen to the introduction of Robbie Savage here of Flav.
They've banged on for too long. They heel, hear a bell... On a ding ding, and we'll move on. Join us today. It's Spurs super fan from the Fighting Cock podcast and Manchester United expert and host of the Stretford Paddock on YouTube.
Oh, amazing. Super fan.
Right, so you know how it works.
Thoughts? Did you cringe at the time? Did you hear it at the time?
Of course I did. Of course I did. I wanted to make a point out of it, but you just like, I don't know, some poor little producer's written it and, you know, he doesn't
super
know.
Super fan. Horrible. Absolutely horrible.
Terrible.
Right, so hang on, let's get to the point. Hang on, here we go. So, Flav, I'll give you your one line.
Oh. What's the bigger cup, the three-handled one or the Scottish Premiership, Chris?
He's got a good laugh, to be fair to him.
I'm embarrassed for you.
It's not real.
Scottish Premiership. Flav.
Of course not. There's more than two teams that can win the League Cup.
Oh! Great thing. And there's basically Chris Sutton has a meltdown after that. Faux meltdown.
Yeah, but do you know what this comes from? Jamie O'Hara actually said this, and he meant it on the breakfast show a couple of weeks before on Talksport. And the Daily Record, he's like public enemy number one now, Jamie O'Hara.
Amongst the Scots.
Like, I don't give a shit about the League Cup. I don't really give a shit about the Scottish Premiership. Like, I don't care about it. I actually think probably Rangers and Celtic should leave Scotland and come down and play in our leagues. Because it is a bit pointless, isn't it, the Scottish Premiership?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't totally agree with that, but I would say the dominance of Celtic and Rangers is pretty frustrating, I would imagine, for everyone involved. But I do love that. What a headline.
Well, I'm saying, get rid
finally
of him
part
then...
of it. This will never happen to me. I'm going to go QPR super fan, because you're never going to get asked to be on there.
Slaughters Spurs fan. And the thing, that's as you scroll to the bottom, there's my favourite bit of this article. It says, I can't really see it on the thing, but it says something.
Are you a Spurs fan? No wonder you'd be happy to win it. Is it that?
No, guys, it said the Spurs fan was crestfallen on after Sutton attack. Find it, wherever it is. It's, the Spurs fan was crestfallen.
Spurs fan chipped in. Of course not. No.
Whatever it is, it's in there, right? And if you look up the definition of crestfallen, it means sad and disappointed. I came away, not only did I phone up 606 or wherever it was, Five Live, to tell them that I think the League Cup is more important than the Scottish Premiership. I took time out of my day to do that.
This punter.
I was listening to the show, the punter of the show. I thought, you know what? I need to tell Chris Sutton this. Mm. So I rung him up and I told him in and he destroyed me.
Yeah.
We talked about 10 subjects, not just this one, but he destroyed me on this and I was left feeling crestfallen. The rest of my day was ruined.
Yeah, because of Sharper's attack, Chris Sutton.
Chris Sutton. I've actually got Chris Sutton's number through time at Ball Street.
Have you?
I went
and did a video with him once, him and Robbie Savage once, and actually they were quite enjoyable to be around. But I was struggling with it. I just love that. One last time, let me just read that headline. Chris Sutton's slaughters Spurs fans, Scottish Premiership shout as punter claims England League Cup is bigger. Sharp as attack! Chris
the thing
Sutton.
Is, they've been really offensive there without actually being insulting. It's really, they're very well done, to be fair.
Lovely.
Have you got better things to do than attack me? Surely, you can't get any lower than that. I'm literally irrelevant.
Yeah. Give him a call now. Do you want to give him a bell now? Someone's saying in the chat.
No, of course not.
Other comments of the week. Conor Robson last week, we were talking about really good insults that he could give to the ref without swearing, because that's the sort of dream move that we're looking to do here. Conor Robson said the best insult without swearing is the word clown.
I think clown would still get you sent off if you called him a clown.
You're a clown.
Do you not? But if Roy Keane ran up to the ref and went, "You're a clown! You're a clown!" I think that's dissent. I think you could go for that.
Maybe.
Jim, and, for those that don't, not everyone will know, but what was your tactic with getting in the ref's head?
I would suggest that you love this, don't you? I would suggest that a referee is out of their depth and lost.
You are lost.
You are lost, ref.
Imagine being lost at that level of football.
Ref, you are lost. You're so out of your depth. It's great, isn't it? It's a good one.
It's quite mean, Jake.
It's quite, yeah, but it's within the confines of what I'm allowed to say. G-Bids, do you remember G-Bids from back in the day last season? He was a gardener.
Yeah, G-Bids 2.
G-Bids, right. Yeah. He's back. He says, feels good to be back, chaps. It's raining here, but my ears are dry. With the headphone about. Lovely.
All right, the pod was keeping.
All right. Oh, well, because he's listening. And full of laughter and sunshine. That's lovely. Oh. Insults without using swear words are definitely the funniest. We had an RE teacher who would wear her hair over her ears in a way that resembled a pair of panda hands. So the name Panda Hands stuck until it naturally evolved into Panda Flaps. Great show. Thanks, chaps. Just really enjoyed the comment. I just thought it was really good.
It's nice.
Last week we were daring to dream about a new bit about reactive clubs. Can we do it? Is it possible? Can we get the periodic table up?
Every one of them.
People didn't mind it. Everyone. It's a long-running series. Someone did say this does whiff of. This does whiff of the what's it called, the A to Z podcast. But you know, let's see. Is what I'm trying to say. Last week it was hydrogen we were having a look at, and the definition is at standard temperature and pressure, hydrogen is a non-toxic, non-metallic, odorless, tasteless, colorless, and highly combustible diatomic gas with molecular formula. Hydrogen is also prevalent on Earth in the form of chemical compounds such as hydrocarbons and water. Jay Tevo loved the idea. The reactive periodic, hesitant at first, but really came into its own when the definition came out. So we had some options, and so you guys in the chat can let us know who is hydrogen. You get to decide because you're patrons. Link in the description, guys, if you want to join us live each week. So Devil's Fire says hydrogen equals Brighton. Nothing really about them most of the time. Singing their Sussex by the Sea, but they're combustible when you're a Crystal Palace fan saying that Lewis Dunk isn't one of the top centre-backs in the league. So that's one option. Conor McLean says, odourless, tasteless, colourless, but also highly combustible. Hydrogen is West Ham.
Good.
Rob Turner, for hydrogen, it's got to be Man City. Nothing to them. At standard pressure, meeting expectations, they just have nothing to them. They are top of the table, like hydrogen, but no one cares about them. That was class. Ryan Morris, hydrogen equals Reading. Not a big club, not a small club, never made an impact. Wouldn't be surprised if Walkers changed their crisp to Reading Salted Crisp because that football club is so bland. Sam Burgess put Middlesbrough in the mix. Absolute bore of a club, blandest club in England. Even their name is pure nothingness. Middlebrough. Odorless to the extreme. But they're highly combustible. They always seem to be blowing up. They put some results together, then self-destruct and finish mid-table. Get that place off the map for fucking.
I'm all for it. I like that.
That is a great insult.
Get that place off the map.
Matthew Cole says hydrogen has to be Bournemouth. And those are your nominees. So in the chat, you've got the options of Man City, Reading, Middlesbrough, Bournemouth, West Ham, and Brighton. So vote now. Whilst you're voting on who you think should be hydrogen, we move on. We move on to the next element.
I like the Reading one, by the way.
Reading was good.
They are literally the most... But Reading are, hands down, the most boring football club.
Severely alkaline, for sure. Move on to Lithium. You can't really... Can you see them? There they are. Lithium, just chilling out over here at the moment on the left-hand side, underneath hydrogen. Now I've got a few. This is where this it was going so well, but we'll see if it's up to you, really, guys, if you can keep this going, because I'm struggling with the definition with this one, but it's interesting. Let's see. Lithium. Oh, you can't see it now. Hang on, move it across. There we go. Lithium is a special metal in many ways. It's light and soft, so soft that it can be cut with a kitchen knife, and so low in density that it floats on water. It's also solid at a wide range of temperatures, with one of the lowest melting points of all metals and a high boiling point. Tricky.
That is tricky, but I think there's enough in there. There's enough in there.
Yeah. I was trying to get a little bit more. Yeah, I think that's the big thing, I think, is the lightest metal and the lightest solid element. I quite like highly reactive and flammable. Must be stored in mineral oil. Not sure what that means. So let us know in the comments below which football club is lithium.
Lithium.
Have we got the votes are in? Let's have a look. Middlesbrough. It's an abs. So Rob Turner says Middlesbrough for me. Dan says Middlesbrough. Sam Cornish, Middlesbrough. Catherine Heap, I agree, Middlesbrough. JMC saying Bournemouth. So Tim Bott. It has to be Middlesbrough. Congratulations to Middlesbrough.
Well, they are hydrogen.
Yeah. A little bit of applause there for them. Right, we keep moving because we've got lots of bizarre comments that we can dive into. Let's do that. Okay. Ah, Leakley Weeds. Leakley Weeds. We'll get to our tier list. So Leakley Weeds is our weekly leads bit. And last week we were talking about Bielsa and the fact that he lives above a sweet shop. Now, this is not the case. Bizarre YouTube or YT, I presume it's YouTube, said, I live in the same town as Weatherby. How lovely does Bielsa come across here? I live in the same town as Bielsa, Weatherby. I see him walking around local shops all the time. He doesn't live above a sweet shop. He lives in a terrace house across the road, about 80 yards from a sweet shop. He walks to Thorpe Arch, which is Leeds training ground, which is about 2 to 3 miles away. It gives him time to collect his thoughts and prepare for training in the morning. But he's incredibly humble. He always has time to stop and chat, which is contrary to popular belief in him not speaking English. His English is actually very good. Never known anyone involved in high level football like it, which is why he's loved by his fans. I love the idea that he's, you know, like Last of the Summer Wine, like he's literally become one of the characters of that, and he's got a really strong, like you see him walking like up a really difficult hill to get to the training ground. So, you know, there's really old walls of brick there. Yeah. And he's got his flat cap on and just people saying hello. And he's like, you're right, duck.
Well, he's got a basket with freshly baked bread in it.
Yeah.
And a gingham tea towel over the top to keep it warm.
Yeah. And the bread's like rock hard. Do you know what I mean? It's like a rock hard loaf.
Yeah.
We also asked about what kind of, if he is nipping into that sweet shop, what kind of chocolate is he going for, you asked Flav last week. Sam Bryan says Bielsa eats fruit and nut, pass it on.
Fruit and nut,
yeah. A few people saying Werther's originals. Someone said, oh, where is it? Oh, it's disappeared. I think I might have got rid. Oh, there you go. Zishan Khan, nah. Bielsa definitely only buys the Lindt 99% cacao bar and nibbles at it slowly while he looks at his net curtains with a cigarette in the other hand. The bitter of the chocolate cancels out the bitter of the smokes. Love it.
If you was a manager, a football manager, James, would you be a man of the people or would you be aloof?
I'd be, you know, I think I know exactly what manager I would be if you had to compare it. I guarantee to be a Kevin Keegan. Too up for it. Just, you know, I believe in you. I believe in you. Too much. Too emotional. And I just quit too early as well, I think. I think I'd be Kevin Keegan. Yeah,
Jake, you strike me as a man who would change his tactics for literally every 30 minutes of the game.
Yeah,
the players are like, I don't know where I'm playing. But
I'd get an initial reaction. I'd get initial bounce because I'd be like, guys, just be you. Just get out there and do what makes you feel good, and then we'll get a few results, and then they'll need some actual coaching, and then I'll be like, well, what do you want to do? It's no tactics at all.
Would you wear a tracksuit or would you have a suit inside?
I'd mix it up. I think I'd mix it up. Away days, some away games, you know, say you've got a away game at Barnsley, tracksuit. Do you know what I mean? I got to roll your sleeves up here today, and that's why I'm wearing a tracksuit.
Why do you do that? Very rarely, Mourinho's genuinely in a suit, right? Generally. And Poch would occasionally wear suits as well. But then one day just turn up in a tracksuit. It's just, I can't be fucked today.
Managers who wear boots, I'm at a point where I'm like, come on. Like,
Chris Wilder.
It's AstroTurf, isn't it? It's AstroTurf. Like, what are you doing?
Why are the managers like putting on like Adidas Predators or Adidas World Cups? Why are they doing that?
Yeah, I don't really get it now. And you could get some really nice garms if you get yourself out there. Like that, otherwise you're just wearing training kit. So it seems like a waste to me.
Who is the most stylish manager in the Premier League?
Do you know what I've realised? Scotty Parker, very, very impressive with how he looks, and a lot of people giving him that. That said, you can wear whatever you like, but if you look as sad as he looks, and I mean emotionally, then the style gets washed away. And when you see him, like, he's got a tie clip on, but when he's got his sort of head down walking across to that, the Craven Cottage tunnels, like in the corner, and they're 3-0 down, and he's got to sort of walk with his head down. You just don't look good regardless of what you're wearing. So I think it's that's the problem Scotty Parker's got. Is that, yes, he does look good, but he's sad. He's so sad.
it'll be done before long.
We're going to get to our tier list in just a second. Arsenal fans, smell of what was the question that Flav put to people last week? Couple of entries. Bob Turner said, Arsenal fans, Lynx Africa. Spurs fans, Radox Barso. Stephen Piggott said Arsenal smell like pubs before the smoking's banned. So
after the smoking, if you remember pubs, you stop smoking, they just suddenly, you could smell fart all the time.
Yeah, that's so true.
And the beer pumps that smell like they haven't been washed properly. Pubs absolutely reeked.
They did.
Now people hold it in because they realise there's no mask.
The smoking also stopped, the reek of BO as well, kind of masked it a little bit back in the day.
Yeah. I can't remember. I don't know what it was like. I can't even remember smoking inside now. So much better. As a smoker, it's so much better. Anyway.
Really? The other things, you could wear jeans for a lot longer on nights out because you kind of, they'd have like smoke kind of like go into them. And so you could just kind of wear them again and again because it's the same smell all the time. Is that loud? Seems a bit weird. Anyway, right, let's do this tier then. So I've made a little tier list. It's been a while, Flav. I can see you getting nervous, but it's going to be fine. We'll walk you through it. Let us know in the chat as well how you feel about this. Here it comes. Let me just resize. We've got... There it is. Lovely. Really good fit there. Really happy with that. So the transfer window is done and dusted. Slam shut, of course. It's been great for you, Flav. And it's been great for a lot of teams. But what I've put together here is a tier list for probably the main talking point in terms of summer transfers for each club. And I want us to forecast into the future, Flav. What kind of life are they going to have with this club? And more importantly, what kind of legacy will they leave? Okay. Right. So the categories are as follows. Premier League great. Which we're asking a lot here. Like, this player that's come in, be it coming into the league or coming into play for that team, will they leave in 10 years' time? Will they leave as a Premier League great? Okay. Next up, club legend. Obviously, maybe not the best in the league, but great service to the club. It all worked out. Happy days. And absolutely lauded by the club and the fans. Welcome back fondly. So, you see players come back about 10 years on. And it's like, no, he was right. No, and you go, Dad, was he a good player?
He was all right.
Yeah, he was all right. He was good. No, he's good. No, he gave
everything. He gave it his all.
Awkward jeers. Same scenario. And here it is. Maybe you can give us an example, Flav. I don't know if it's Spurs player.
Yeah, I could. I definitely can. Hossam Ghali. Sort of good. Played relatively well.
Yeah.
It was never fantastic, but once threw the shirt on the club ground, on the floor. Club shirt on the floor.
Yeah, perfect. Once. So awkward jeers. And Gith, do you want to read this? Can you read it, Bev? Because I think I had your voice in my head when I read this, when I wrote this.
I can't see it on the screen.
Anyway, get out of my football club.
Get out of my fucking football club.
So it's
get him out.
We're gonna have to, this is gonna be really tricky for us, but I think we're the two guys to do it, Flav, of to see the future, see the storylines. You never know what's gonna happen in football, but together we can set the narrative for these footballers, and some of them are gonna be traitors. That's just a fact of life, guys. That's just a fact of life. So get on with it. But who? Right. Let's begin. Can you see any of these players? I'm just going to go through them, I think. So kick off. Let's kick off with Rian Brewster. He's gone to Sheffield United. Sizable chunk of money.
Bad egg.
I know you've had problems with him in the past and my Football Manager series. Where do you see his time at Sheffield United? How do you see it working out? There's a buyback clause there at Liverpool as well.
Awkward jeers.
I agree. I think I think regardless of what happens, if it goes badly, complete waste of money. If it goes well, then he's just going to want to go back to Liverpool, isn't he? He's one of those players. This is a stepping stone. Now, don't be offended by that, Sheffield United fans. This is the way of life, and I think you know that. But that puts him in a very awkward position where are Sheffield United going to be like, yeah, okay, you can leave now, or will it be one of those where it was a bit of a sour taste at the end? I believe it will be.
What's his buyback clause?
How much is it?
Do you know?
I don't. Does anyone know in the chat? Let us know.
What did he sell for?
About 29 million, I think, something like that, or 25, 29 million. There is that, yeah, there's a buyback clause. So obviously, I reckon the buyback will be about at least 40. Because they want to get a couple of years of him. Turns out he smashes it. Then you go buy him when he's 23. But if Sheffield United... So, again, if Sheffield United have an absolute car crash of a season and get relegated, then he's going to want to go straight away. And he will have had a bad season. It absolutely honks of awkward years for me.
It does. They are awful this season so far.
I'm going to rattle through a few.
They haven't scored a goal, Jim. They haven't scored a goal.
I know. Oh, no, they have scored one. They've scored one now.
Oh, were they?
McGoldrick got one. But yeah, it's...
Can I just give you a quick stat? You'll like this. Just in terms of quickly on goals. Spurs have scored more away goals this season than they had in the entirety of 2004-2005. And we played two games.
Seriously?
Anyway. The entire season, we scored more this season in two games.
Something's happening there.
Anyway, who's the next one? Cavani.
I'm gonna get through a few quick here. Now, Semedo. Right. Semedo's coming as right wing back. He'll do fine. He'll stay for a while. I think he'll be welcomed back fondly. I don't think he'll be a club legend. Here's one I think is quite interesting. Because if there's a player that could merge into a squad and almost vanish like in front of your eyes, it's Dale Stevens at Burnley. Literally, I was like, what, has he not been playing for them for 3 or 4 years? Like, can you... Dale Stevens is the most bland Burnley signing. Good pro, solid pro. Honestly, what do you mean? There'll be conversations with Burnley fans where they go, oh, do you remember his goal against blah, blah, blah? And you go, no, that was Jack Cork. Oh, sorry. do you remember that tackle? Do you remember that tackle against... No, that was Ben Mee.
It's like... I've never heard of Dale Stevens. Never heard of him.
That's amazing.
I don't know who he is.
Dale Stevens was the Brighton captain.
Was he?
Yeah. He's gone to Burnley in a bumper deal. Really exciting. Kevin Heap says in the chat, who? Exactly.
It's surprising. I'm surprised that he's a Premier League footballer.
But that's the best, that's the most high-profile signing of Burnley this summer.
Terrible, isn't it? Yeah, it's terrible. James, just on that, you're lying if you say you'd heard of him before he signed for Burnley.
I had heard of him because he'd been in the championship.
You found his name on the list.
No, I promise you, I was aware of him. Because I remember thinking that, oh, this will be a fun one to talk about. Because he's Phil Bardsley. He's such a Phil Bardsley.
Yeah.
So I think he'll be... I think awkward jeers just because people were going, Uzi? Dale?
No, it won't. There is no way a working class white bloke would get awkward jeers in Burnley. No chance.
Very good point. No chance. Welcome back, Fonda.
If you were talking about Enkidu, who they had on loan, he'll get jeers coming back. Not because he weren't bad, just because they're all racist, aren't they?
Well, we don't. That's a sort of blanket statement that we.
Let's agree on 70% of them are definitely racist.
65.
Okay.
Deal. let's talk about Wesley Fofana. We'll get this one done quickly because I didn't know a huge amount about him, but I've done a little bit of reading. I know for a fact you don't know who he is. He will.
He's 19 years old.
Yeah, and there's so many good French centre backs at the moment. It's absolutely mental. Will he be a club legend? Oh, I don't think he'll stick around long enough. Will he be welcomed back fondly? I don't know. I think he's looking for a move. Awkward jeers.
When you hear the word Wesley Fofana, you don't expect him to be a defender.
No.
I definitely thought it'd be some sort of tricky attacking winger.
I agree. That's true. Let's go a bit of weekly leads. Rodrigo. He's got a lovely smile. Comes in for 30 million. I think...
30 million.
Because of his lovely smile and because of this first season, he's the main signing for a team that's got promoted in Leeds, obviously. But they're going to be absolutely fine. They're not going to get relegated. They're going to be totally fine. I think he'll never be a Premier League great. It's too late for him. He's 29 years old. But he could have a couple of good seasons there. And I could see him as a club legend.
Could you?
Yeah. The smile puts him up. If he hasn't got that smile, welcome back fondly. Because of the smile, club legend.
Do you know he played for Bolton Wanderers once?
Cheers. Well googled.
He's lifelong friends with Thiago Alcantara.
Yeah, big time. Well, Thiago's here. Let's talk about Thiago. Thiago, has he got... I mean, Liverpool are struggling. Liverpool are struggling at the moment. Last week, you spoke to the footballing gods, Flav, and you said, give me a crack. Give me a crack that I can force open with the crowbar that is my mouth.
Yeah, I forgot I said that.
And the football gods delivered in numbers. And the number was 7-2 to Aston Villa in that game. Wheels are falling off. You know, you've signed people like Minamino. He's rubbish. I mean, he can't do it at the top level. Joe Gomez, he's finished. What are you playing? He's playing a centre midfielder, a centre back, Fabinho. What?
Trent Alexander-Arnold is one season wonder.
Yeah, it's not good right there.
Alisson's out. Adrian,
sure
you can't.
Good anymore.
You got to win the league with Adrian between the sticks. Oh yeah.
I've got to find this actually because I thought this was so funny. Oh, I don't know if I can. Oh, I don't know if I've got it anymore. It's a shame. Oh, this. Hang on. Where is it? Because someone did try and give you a crack before it actually happened.
Yeah. Do you know what, James? Can I just say, you don't have to cut this bit out. For the first time in my entire life last week, the Premier League is so crazy. It's just batshit. It's brilliant. I sat down and watched three games of football back to back. I watched Leicester. Listen to this. What a great game day. Leicester versus West Ham. West Ham beat them 3-0. Could have been more. Then Spurs beat Manchester United 6-1. And then I stayed on to watch Villa beat Liverpool 7-2. Like, if football was like that all the time, I might actually like it a bit.
Was there a little bit of you that was just a little bit annoyed that Villa kind of stole your thunder?
Yeah, absolutely. I tweeted that. I said that it's the most Spursy thing in the world.
Here's a comment. It's so good. Hashtag Liverpool cracks. If you spot any other Liverpool cracks, use that fantastic hashtag created by Daniel Ralph. Hashtag Liverpool cracks. I, of course, don't believe this to be true. Or maybe my subconscious is sensing something I'm not. But... I think Klopp has lost his passion. When he came to Liverpool...
Don't believe this true, but I think Klopp...
I know, it's so good. When he came to Liverpool, if they kept possession for more than 5 seconds, he would be running down the touchline, jumping, screaming and celebrating. Now, yes, he does celebrate goals, but not with the kind of explosion of passion he once showed. Maybe it's nothing, or maybe Klopp has completed his job and wants to leave.
Yes.
Really nice crack there. Lovely.
I love it. That is a nice crack. That is a nice crack. And you're right. You're right. Like, let's remember the Klopp for a second, the one that drew against 2-2 against West Brom at Anfield. It's celebrated with the fans. Hey! Now, what? He's laughing at his own team conceding 5 goals, 6 goals, 7 goals. Does he want it anymore, Jim? Question needs to be answered in the comments.
Yeah. Where's the... You know, I just don't see the drive in him anymore.
Klopp want it?
Does he want it anymore?
Where are the cracks?
Phoning in transfers like Thiago.
Anyone can do that.
He's 29. He's 29. His best years are behind him. What are you doing?
He's at the end of his contract. He didn't even work for that deal. He's at the end of his contract. It's not like, oh, he's good there. Let's get him on a free. You've got to work for your transfers. Absolutely. Can't just go up picking the best midfielders in Europe. He's like that. Back in the day, you wouldn't have gone for Alcatrana. You would have gone for Lallana.
calls for Klopp out in the chat. Interesting.
Klopp out. Get him out. Get him out. I don't want to see his face anymore.
Yeah.
Get him out of the Premier League.
Understandable. That said, Thiago bringing it back. Thiago, 29, four-year contract, 20 mil or there or thereabouts.
I'd say welcome back fondly.
Yeah.
Not great.
Yeah.
This isn't about how good these players are. This is just about the scenarios in which will manifest in order to shape their career at the club.
If the wheels fall off. Now I'm sure. They're not going to fall off, guys. They're not going to fall off. Don't worry. But if they fall off, Thiago will be a part of that problem, and thus it could lead to awkward years.
Should we? I think awkward years.
He's drifted there. I mean, I guess the final guys in the chat. I'll leave this one to you. Welcome back fondly, or awkward years. I don't think he's got it in him to be a club legend, because it's maybe a little bit too late in his career. Unless he has four wonderful seasons, then he's definitely club legend, because he's got that kind of like old. Like, do you remember Tugai? Tugai went played for Blackburn. He was quite old, but he kind of almost made you love him even more. So it's really up for grabs with Thiago. Let's see what the people saying. I think, let's be honest, it's one game. Let's stay calm for now. Welcome back fondly. I'm going to go with.
Okay.
All right. Fondly. Oh, let's split in the chat. Suchek.
What
do you think about Suchek? Do you think he's had a really good start for being like this guy from nowhere?
Is he a right back?
No, he's a centre midfielder. He sort of charges forward, scores header. You're thinking of his Czech mate, Sufal. Who's kind of come from there.
Right.
So Suchek was a guy who scored a few goals last season when he was in midfield, and for West Ham. And this year has carried on in the same vein.
He's been keeping Noble out the side, right?
Yeah, he gets forward. He's a good look. He's a good player.
He played really well against Leicester. Really, really well. I remember now.
Yeah, he nearly scored against Wolves. Nearly scored against Arsenal. I think he's going to have a really good time there, especially under David Moyes. But the problems with West Ham, although West Ham have been in turmoil for a long time, I'm going to go, I think he could be a club legend. I've checked it out there.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
What?
He scores goals. He's cheap.
What, along with Noble?
Club legend. He'll be there for it, because the thing is, I don't think he's good enough to go anywhere else, much like Mark Noble. So I think he'll be there for quite a while. Nice, steady player for them. And he'll be a club legend, but never, and I mean never, a Premier League great.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The problem, the why that's just tricky is always because the word legend is just doesn't, it's a really weird word in it, to way to describe people.
That's true.
It's like, what is a legend? You have to, it's just, actually, do you know
what? What would you consider a club legend?
Well, David Alfie Warren, on the podcast, he said that a club legend is one that your son asks you about long after he finished stop playing. I thought that was very good because when I was a kid, I'd say, who's your favourite Spurs player, Dad? And you'd go, Cliff Jones, Jimmy Greaves, legends. He never said.
He never said
Ronnie Rosenthal.
Fair.
Never. Not
never
once.
Said Ronnie. Shame.
No. If you talk about Palace, QPR, your son or daughter comes up to you and goes, Dad, who's your favourite QPR player? You would go.
Yeah. Ali Fowling, Adele Surratt, Clint Hill. Fair point.
Weird, isn't it?
All right. So I think he's well. That's a really great work there, Flav. Well done. Great work. We put him. So welcome back, Funnily. Let's be honest. He's not going to change the world. Interesting. I'll get Man City, Dias. Do you know what I mean? Just another. How much money do you want? 65. Go on then. Here you go. Hopefully this will plug the hole that is our centre-back problem. I think it'll be awkward years because similar to Burnley, people will be like, which one was he? Was he before Stones or after Stones? He was after Stones, yeah. What about...
He just cannot buy centre-backs. He can't train them and he can't buy them.
Awkward,
the best centre-back he's ever had under his tutelage at Man City was there before he joined. In company. Sorry.
That's fine. Yeah, awkward years. I think it's like just the latest in a long line of centre-backs. I'm not sure he's going to get them to where they want to be. And ultimately... they're just gluttonous with transfers. So you can't really get above Welcome Funnily unless they're a little bit younger. Ollie Watkins.
I wasn't convinced. He was remotely good enough to cut it in the Premier League. And obviously we saw what he did to Villa. Not just scoring three goals, but the way he scored and his movement. And the bar is much lower at Villa. It's like Thiago at Liverpool. It's a lot of work for him to become a club legend because of, you know, how expectant they are. Whereas Villa, they're like, yeah, okay. If he scores 15, 20 goals back-to-back seasons, then yeah, club legend.
Can I throw something, a little spanner in the works here? I think he could be a get out of my football club because he's come for big money. He's the hipster's choice, of course, with his Brentford background. He's a very good player. But I think he's quite an ambitious guy. And not having a go at Aston Villa, because we have got a patron in the chat this second who's an Aston Villa fan. But what I can see, the kind of Dwight York move. You know, the... name another Aston Villa. The Ashley Young, you know. The James Milners of this world.
You're calling Villa a stepping stone club.
Those are your words, not mine. What I can see him doing... I could see him going to Man United if he actually caught fire a little bit, which would wind him up. But probably worse than that, I could see him going to an Everton or a Spurs and really winding up Aston Villa just as they're starting to get somewhere. Aston Villa starting to go, hang on a minute, we've got Grealish, Barkley, go on, come on, we'll sign you properly, Chelsea don't want you anymore. We've got something really exciting. And then Watkins goes, transfer request. I want out. And then, you know, he basically upsets the whole fan base. I can see it happening.
We've got a lot of Villa fans around. Rob, I'm not sure if Rob Turner is he?
No, he's Bolton.
Bolton, Jesus Christ. What's that, like, Rob?
Catherine is a Villa fan. Jim, what are you talking about? Look, I just see it happening, guys. And I feel strongly about it. Get out of my football club. He's in there. Sorry. Speaking Catherine. Of which, Arsenal, it's party time.
Party's I don't agree through. With what
party coming through the door.
Can you stop doing that?
Party time. No party, no party.
Did you not think that perhaps the Arsenal fans' reaction to it was a little bit over the top?
Do you know that
there's no player midfielder that's made more mistakes that led to goals in the league last season than Partey? Seven mistakes led to goals.
In my head, sometimes unlike deadline day, in my head, I imagine you in like an office where there's like, you know, when there's an election in America, you watch a film on that, and there's basically like an office where everyone's working to kind of canvas votes and gets all this stuff. I can imagine this scene where you come in and smash the door open at 10 o'clock and go, guys, party signed. We need dirt on him and stats on him as soon as possible. Get to work. Go. And everyone's just like...
No, I don't...
And that's what that was. As you go, did you know you had that stat ready as soon as he signed?
Did you know that that there is a minute-long compilation of him consistently giving the ball away?
That you've cut together?
I don't have the time for that bullshit, but I just borrow off other... Do you know what happened to me yesterday? Right, there was this kid. You know, on Twitter, right, you can embed other people's videos into your tweets. So someone's uploaded a video, Tottenham, for example, and then if you're using an iPhone, you can essentially embed the video into your tweet. So it makes it look like you've natively uploaded, but you haven't, and all of the views go back to the person.
Okay.
We did that with a video we saw, thinking that was correct Twitter etiquette. Mm. This kid who had made this video went fucking apeshit in the DMs. Just going, you're leeching off my content. I was like, mate, you're doing what everyone else does. What do you want? And he DM'd me from an Arsenal account. So he's got this Spurs account and an Arsenal account. And there are these fucking dorks on Twitter that are just creating accounts for engagement. It's sick. They're sick in the head, these kids. They are fucked. If that's what it takes to get any kind of gratification that they get from their lives is these little notifications on their phones. It's not their fault.
Mm.
It's not their fault. It's the way. Have you seen that documentary on Netflix?
Which one?
About, it's called The Social Dilemma.
Social Dilemma. Oh, mate, it's messing with my mind a bit at the moment, to be honest.
Well, I can use my phone freely because it's work, and without it, I can't make money.
Yeah.
But you should delete your Twitter account, James.
Yeah, well, because I'm coming for you. 17.8K, 17.2K on the horizon. Yes, yeah.
Make sure you give me you're actually watching, aren't you?
Yeah, I am now. I am now because I remember back in the day when it was like, I was on like nothing, and he was like, pathetic little James chucking a tweet out, doesn't know what he's doing. Well, look who's getting engagement now.
Yeah, but James, you're constantly out there, aren't you? You're constantly on YouTube,
too much.
You're doing bits and pieces. I'm tweeting about how many scrambled eggs you should have.
There's a massive audience for shark news. Don't give me that.
Sharks.
Don't give me that.
Mate, did you? I don't know if you saw, James. I tweet asking how many eggs should you put in a scrambled egg and what is the best condiment to go with it. It kicked off. My timeline was on fire. How many eggs do you have, James? Scrambled eggs?
Three.
Three? That's a perfectly acceptable amount. Any more than three, they're not actually that good for a lot of.
The rule is.
Cholesterol.
Yeah, bad for cholesterol. The rule is that it's if you've got, you sort of half it if there's two of you. So if there's, you do five if there's two of you.
Yeah.
Three if it's just.
Well, someone much more conservative actually said you've got three eggs, but if for every one person you had another egg. What condiment are you putting with it?
So what? Always three.
Three. Next person comes along. If there's two people involved, stick another egg in. Right. Three people at the table. Stick another egg in.
Oh.
Four people, that's six eggs.
Okay.
Can I ask, James, before we move on,
yeah,
what condiment would you put with your eggs?
I'm not. You know me. You know me. I'm not actually huge on ketchup, but with scrambled eggs, I actually think ketchup does go quite well.
Well, I think a lot. The ketchup gets hated on a lot. They think it's like something only kids should eat. But I think it's fine.
In the right time and place. Really quick story because this is so funny. My missus told me this. My missus's friend, she went to stay at her fella's parents, and so they're there for like a couple of weeks. A couple of days. And there was, I think it was when like it calmed down the lockdown a little bit. So there was a decent amount of people there. So there was like 12 of the family there. And the thing with this, I guess soon to be mother-in-law, whatever it is, I can't remember. But she doesn't feed them well enough. They're quite a kind of, normally like a lot of people, a lot of mums, it's like you're just making sure people are fed. Like my mum's like that. She's like, there's too much food. Just make sure, because the worst thing that could ever happen is that you're not well fed. So this woman, apparently, this mother is not like that. She's the opposite. Anyway, the kids had... So one of the sister's kids had been growing cress, right? And so they were like, oh, do you know what would be lovely? We'll have... Why don't we use the cress, little Timmy or whatever the kid is? Let's use it for... We'll have some egg and cress sandwiches. That would be lovely. And all of a sudden, like, the girl was like, oh, well, that's pretty light already. That's not really... I'm a bit worried about now. And anyway, she went, oh, do you want me to help? And she was like, that would be lovely if you came and helped. She went in the kitchen and she sort of boiled, she put the pot on to boil the eggs for 12 people. This is for 12 people. She goes and she starts putting eggs in. She gets to four and the mum goes, that's enough. Four eggs for 12, right?
Who is this?
So she's like, what are we going to do here? So then the eggs get boiled. That's just to break that down. That's a quarter of an egg a person for these sandwiches. Like, can you imagine this? And then apparently then that was it. Like, she went to put, you then put mayonnaise in, don't you? She put in one big tablespoon of mayonnaise, went to go in for the second one. And again, she went, that's enough. So apparently they like, brought it out and they were like, and God knows how much cress there was. It was probably one of those tiny little plant pots. And they went in, they're all just like... And obviously you've got to let the kids eat first.
Is this your mate?
No, it's one of Fam's friends. But yeah.
Right.
Anyway, I don't know why I spoke about that. I just thought it was a funny story.
No, it is. But what? Is it that is she really tight and she doesn't want to spend money? Is that what it is?
I don't know. I think maybe she's not good at portion sizing. I have no idea.
Well, then just stay out of it.
Yeah,
let him make the egg.
I've got to be honest. I felt like she should have been stronger there and gone. I would have gone. That's a quarter of an egg per person. You sure we shouldn't chuck in a couple more? Come on. Anyway, party time. 28 years old, 45 million. He is good. He is good, and he is going to help them out. Will he be a club legend?
Awkward
though?
Jeers. Awkward jeers. I'm not discussing it. Strong. It's not going anywhere.
James Rodriguez. Now. I think this is one of two. This is Premier League great or club legend, but which one?
Ooh, do you know what? Just because Everton have signed him at the perfect time because he's done his stint, he's done his Real Madrid thing, didn't want to work, it didn't work. He just wants to play, and everyone, myself, we can play. Mm. And he just wants to be allowed to play football. And he got that amazing move to Real Madrid. It didn't work out. It's no good for him. So now he's at a club that's really punted on him because it didn't seem like there were that many people in for him. So at 23 million, for that kind of money, the level he plays at and the class he is, then I can see it. If he has two or three seasons, he'll be in highlight reel after highlight reel of Premier League years. All right,
I agree.
Legend. I mean, Premier League great.
Yeah, I'm happy to go with that. Everyone wants him to do well as well. And I think it's perfect. He could be the player that starts to bring Everton up to where they actually want to be. He's that.
I don't want him to do well. I was talking to Ped actually of Toffee TV the other day because I just messaged him because I like Everton fans because I can relate to them. I can relate to what they went through, and I think they would admit that they look at what happened to Spurs and the Pochettino, and they wanted to emulate that, and they're getting it now. They're playing football like Spurs did when Poch first went there. And I just messaged Ped because I just wanted to say, look, mate, you're playing amazing football. You must be loving this. I've been thinking about what this must feel like to you. And he went, it's unbelievable. He said, finally, finally, after so long, mate, we finally got
so
a team with work.
Stones. It's mad. Every I know, because
it doesn't, it just doesn't feel like one. This really doesn't.
No, I agree. And no, I think they look really, really strong. And no one's, I guess it, what you will see is it gets to, I think they'll have a really good run up to Christmas. And then can they handle the pressure of being a really good team? That's what will happen when they get to the turn of the year. So that's where it might just get shifted along a bit. Where it might be at the stage where they have got a good team, but they can't handle the pressure. But that's what will be interesting when it gets to February.
I mean, what is the pressure? I mean, they're in with a punt of top six to top four, right? They'll be in from four to six. They've got as good a chance as any of getting into that top four.
Yeah.
I just, what, like you said, can, will they be able to last?
It's like Leicester. It's like Leicester last year. You know, whilst it's all fun and free, but once there's responsibilities of like, oh, well, we're at this level now, so we should definitely get into the top four. So everyone starts to tighten up. And so can they deal with that? And that's where Evan Rodriguez comes to the fore, gets them over the line. Speaking of generational talents, Adam Lallana. God bless him. Brighton's most exciting transfer this year. Very Brighton as a man, as a player, isn't he?
I'd say welcome back fondly.
You think what?
Welcome back fondly.
Yeah.
Brighton are never going to jeer any player, ever. Too polite. Easy. Too nice.
Abir Ayeze.
Get out of my football club.
Yeah, because he would be like, I want to come back to QPR. This isn't as fun as it was over there. Let me out. And Palace would be like, what? That doesn't make sense. I don't understand. We go, well, I want what the heart wants, and I want QPR. That's what I see.
Zaha could have a good season together. Quite exciting for Crab Palace that managed to keep both of them.
Need to have a bloody... need to have a go, though. Need to have a go at teams. That's the thing I want to see with Palace. Just, I Roy, can, let it what, go.
What do you think, James, then?
I think... welcome back to... Fondly. No, he'll be a club legend because he's young enough to be a club legend, and he'll be there for at least three seasons, and he'll give them several moments where they just get just a gentle erection.
Okay,
lovely. So yeah, I'm going to put him there, club legend. Theo Walcott signed on deadline day on loan, went home to Southampton. He could come through as like a 17, leave at 17, go back at, what is he, 32, I presume, play two good seasons and somehow sneak onto the club legend list, which I don't think's fair, really. But he's got such a story there.
I mean, I'm just Googled it because I wasn't sure that he played that many games for Southampton. He's played 21 games for Southampton. It can't be club legend, can it? You can't, Southampton can't take on all of the stuff that he's achieved at every other football club. And then call him a Southampton legend. That's just not the way it works.
I think people will start to do it, though. I reckon it...
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it's right, James. It's up to us to correct them.
I agree. But where will he settle in? Where will he be?
It shouldn't be anything more than remembered fondly.
Okay. Welcome back fondly.
Welcome back fondly, yeah.
Callum Wilson. I think he will be welcome back fondly. I think he's going to be there for the next few years of his career. Right.
Well, that'll be it. If he won't get another move now, will he? Unless it's downwards, this will be his best ever club.
I agree. Ruben Loftus-Cheek went to Fulham on loan. I think that's a really good signing for them. I think it's what they needed, massively what they needed. Because as much as they're terrible at the back, I think you can sort of... They could be a bit more defensive in how they play, but they needed like a shadow... That's why when I did a video like one transfer for him, I felt like they needed this like shadow striker, and he could probably do that for them. It's quite a big front too if he does play kind of like just off Mitchell.
Did they manage to get any centre backs in the end?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
What's Fosu Mensa up to these days?
Do you know what? I feel like he got released actually.
I thought they only had him alone.
Oh, sorry. No, he played. And he lost. And they drew. He played against Palace. No, they lost. And they lost.
Who does he play for?
Man United. He played against Palace. Yeah, he's not been released. Angel Gomez got released. Where's he going to turn up? Fascinating. Or has he gone somewhere already? Let me know in the chat.
Do you remember Sam Peoples?
What, coronavirus hit Sam Peoples? It's not funny.
What, you made the joke, mate? I'm just laughing at it.
I'm joking that it's not funny. What about him?
He used to bang on about Angel Gomez all the time.
Yeah.
Where's he now? Where is he? I don't think... Some sort of back alley. Suck it to him.
So Rumalofs' cheek, I think if he can keep them up, then great. If not, then he'll go back to Chelsea and never play for them again. Hence, awkward years for me. And because he won't keep him up, basically.
I wonder if like Jose Mourinho might like him. He's big. That's it. Technically gifted.
He's big.
Big.
Speaking of Spurs, Gareth Bale. I mean, is he already a Premier League great? I don't know. Maybe. Probably is. Probably is.
Yeah, probably is.
Will he ruin it, though? Will it drop down to club legend and not a Premier League great anymore?
It's a good point, because you're going back, he could sully his legacy somewhat. He'd have to be really bad, though, to really damage it. I think there's a lot of people that are dismissing this Gareth Bale transfer and thinking, oh, he's done, he's dusted. He wants to spend his time on the golf course. But I think he's going to be unleashed. Did you know, actually, James, he was fit to play against Manchester United? It's just really? We had a tactic set. Yeah, he was ready to play, apparently. But Mourinho have been working on this tactic since the last game, obviously. And he was just completely confident that we would do them. Apparently, we targeted their fullbacks. No, sorry, we targeted their forwards, Mason Greenwood and Rashford because they don't track back nearly as much as they need to.
Are you saying they don't care about the football club? Is that what you're saying about Greenwood and Rashford? Is that what you're hinting at?
I think Rashford cares more about little kids going hungry than he does about his football club.
It's disgusting, isn't it? It's an absolute disgrace.
Where's his priorities? Yeah. And Greenwood.
Do you know what someone would do? I bet that comes out. Some moronic fan will go. A bit, you know, like Pogba. It's like, stop pressing a button and putting stuff on Instagram. Constrain your football. Someone will do that about Rashford when he goes again. He has a little dip in form. He goes, hey, he should stop, you know, being an absolute cultural superstar and saving the lives of millions and concentrate on his football.
I'm sure there are percentages of the Man United support who generally don't give a shit about the wonderful person that Rashford is.
Do you think there are people going up? Not sure about all this legislation he's trying to put forward into our country. Needs to focus on your football.
Can we just say,
Rob Turner said it, sorry. Well done, Rashford. Now get us top four.
Yeah, you've done your bit. You saved the kids. Top four's everything now, isn't it? Ollie Sacchi says, does a player become a club legend if they leave and go on to be one of the top players of all time? No. You can't take credit for anything a player does after he leaves.
Are we talking about Walcott again?
Anything. Walcott, Eze, Bale.
Bellingham. Like Bellingham, basically. He's gone to Dortmund, hasn't he? And they've retired Birmingham, retire his shirt. Christ.
Oh, yeah. Come on. And do you know, look, there's Birmingham fans that are like... And it's hard because for the Birmingham fans and fans of smaller clubs, now I can imagine an element of pride that your youth development set up, you know, went in part by creating the player that Bellingham is.
Yeah, I kind of feel about really, Sterling.
But he was gifted and it was nothing to do with your club.
Yeah. Can you be a club... Does club legend have to revolve around appearances? Is that... like? I think that's a really good point. That's a really good point.
Yes, it does. Walcott is not a club legend, is he, at Southampton? He's played 21 games.
I'm trying to think, who's the player that's a club legend but has played the fewest games for a club? Someone like, the name that popped into my head was like Henrik Larsson, like for Man United. Everyone saw Henrik Larsson, he was so great. But they kind of, people liked him because he was near the end, but he came in and popped in a few goals. But he actually
was mad how well Henrik Larsson did, wasn't it? He just, wherever he went, no matter how old he was, he would just bang goals in for fun.
He knew where the goal was. Let's finish this off for them.
Although he's got one goal for Manchester.
So where's Bale? I'll leave that to you. Where do you see Bale being at the end of this loan?
I think he's a Premier League great.
Fair. But not a club legend. Nah, he probably
I mean, he's by proxy, isn't it?
So excited, weren't you? He was so excited when he came back. Ivanovic. Wow.
Who?
Ivanovic.
He signed for
36-year-old Ivanovic, West Brom's. Now, West Brom fans will be annoyed because Dianganga, sure. Pereira, sure. But this is hilarious. And I'm putting it in there. I'm sorry. Ivanovic. It's sharp weird attack, one. Ivanovic what? Has signed for West Brom.
Where did they sign him from? Was he released by someone?
They signed him from Zenit, I think. Zenit St. Petersburg. Pretty sure that's it. I mean, what are they doing? Yeah, Zenit St. Petersburg. He's 36, born in 1984.
I mean, he could train the young kids, I think.
Christ, then be a coach. Then come back and be a coach. What the hell are they thinking? They're thinking this is going to work in any way, shape or form.
To be fair, he was good. He was good at Chelsea. He was good. Good player.
He was good at Chelsea in 2013, yes. It's 2020. It's the back end of 2020.
He gets up well.
Yep.
Look, he gets up well. He can train the kids. Remembered fondly.
With that one as well, it's the centre-back that he's going to come in and bark. He's just going to bark orders at people and get done for pace and then blame someone else because they weren't where he said, we'll stop him as he's running past him.
And awkward jeers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, mate, get out of my football club. Surely.
Wow.
What is he like? That will be known as one of the most embarrassing transfers of the summer, for sure.
Okay.
Feel quite strongly about that. Final two. Timo Werner. Tricky this.
I think he could end up a Premier League great.
Wow. So is he Drogba or is he...
Certainly. He's young enough. He's clearly got the quality.
Oh, he's young enough.
He's pace for days. Eventually they'll get it right when they sack Lampard. Mm. They'll get in a proper manager and then you'll see how good he is.
Yeah.
I just feel like, do you know, just Chelsea though, I feel like they just bought a lot of individuals.
Mm.
Just sort of thought, oh, he's good. People rate him. Well, let's buy him then. Instead of thinking, what do we need?
What about the collective?
They go, well, Ziyech, he was really good. Let's get him. How much? 30 million? Okay, 30 million, fine, whatever. Timo Werner, oh yeah, he's really fast. Yeah, he plays. Who did he play for? RB, yeah. All right, get him, yeah. Havertz, I've heard people saying stuff about Havertz. How much is he? 90 million? God, that's a lot. Oh, go on then. Chilwell, he's supposed to be good, isn't he? Left back? Go on then, go and get him as well then. No more four. What do you need? Spurs, they went, we need a dominating centre midfielder who will control the game. Højbjerg, 15 minutes. All right, get it done. Doherty, right back. A marauding right back. Causes mayhem whenever he plays. How much is he? 12 million. 12. Is that real? Sure it's not 80? No, 12 million.
Sure it's not 120?
Right. Yeah, you sure get in. And, you know, it's like there's a logic to what we're doing. It's good having an agent who just seems to kind of know everybody.
Hmm.
Like Jose Mourinho not only brought with him Jose Mourinho, he's brought in this super agent who just wants to give us loads of players.
Which is great, isn't it? That's useful.
It's a help.
I agree with you. I think Morata didn't work, but he's miles better than him. Torres and Shevchenko and the other problems that they've had over the years, they always play that were a little bit older, a little bit overcooked maybe by that point. Hmm. Whereas Werner is
maybe though, James, maybe there's Chelsea are the problem. You know, like Spurs can't win trophies, so clearly the football club is the problem.
Mm.
Maybe Chelsea just turn strikers shit unless they're Didier Drogba. And it's impossible to turn him shit because he was so good. They tried, couldn't do it.
Maybe. Let us know in the comments below. Werner, Premier League great. yeah, go on then. Because I don't think he's going to go anywhere. He's going to be there for a while. And last one, Edison Cavani.
Right. Okay. So after three, we'll shout out what we think. And if it isn't exactly the same, I'd be amazed. After three. Okay. After three. One, two, three, and then shout it.
Got it.
Ready?
Okay.
One, two, three.
Three.
Get out of my football club.
Oh. I think...
too many chances, James. He's not going to be given the chance. Yeah. Pressure's going to be on straight away.
I was like, if you look really, really closely at a picture of Edison Cavani, and you will see Radamel Falcao. You look really, really close. I just, If they'd signed it, the thing is, even with him, if they'd signed him 4 weeks ago, then I think people would have gone, an extra striker, much better than Odion Ighalo. You can let Odion Ighalo go. He's your backup. Or if you want him, you know, he's there for, to be competition. He's a proper striker. They're great.
Listen, but on deadline day,
when you've basically, the person that you really wanted has gone, what? So first of all, you're not going to pay what I'm worth money wise, and then let's talk about wages. What's your first offer, Man United, to me, a generational talent, Jadon Sancho? We're going to offer you slightly less than you're on at the moment. That's what Man United did. What? So Edinson Cavani, it's like pointless by this point. It's like, who cares? Like, because that could have been a really good, you know, that could be one in a long line of nice transfers that Man United did. But there's such a, they're in such disarray in terms of their negotiations that they're...
That is mad, isn't it? That they, the Dortmund said to them, 10th of August, that's the deadline because we need time to be able to find, replace them and find a new player. Identify them, buy them. That's going to take a long time. And Man United went, just wait. And then apparently their tactic was just, they were going to hope that Dortmund would panic and give the player, despite saying, if you don't buy him by the 10th, we're going to keep him. And the reason why we want to sell him by the 10th is so we have enough time to replace him.
Seems fair, doesn't it? Seems obvious, seems fair. Cards on the table. This guy's really good. That's why we got him, went young, because we saw this coming in, because we're a well-run football club. What we do is, and we've done this a million times now, so you should know by now, we buy a player who's not getting enough chances at a bigger club, but we know he's going to be amazing. We give him all he wants and all the chances to develop as a player, and then we sell him off for a massive profit. That's how this works. We've been doing it for 10 years now. So tell us what he's worth. It's 120 million at least. We'll give you 100 million. So you're not listening.
I don't even think they offered that. But this is the thing though, James, is like what they didn't seem to get is, look, you need to buy him by the 10th of August, or not, because we need to replace him. If you don't buy him, we don't need to replace him. There's nothing for us to do. And it was a great caption that said, Man United were playing poker with somebody that wasn't even at the table. It must be worrying. The great Manchester United, the biggest club in the world at once, can't even...
That could have been such a clear final kind of stamp on the philosophy of Man United that excites future young players who want to be world-class talents and win everything at big clubs by going, well, you're the best. Like Rooney was the best, and like Rio Ferdinand was the best, and like Roy Keane was the best, and we went and just bought them. Just get it done. So
not that club anymore. That club anymore.
So Edinson Cavani comes in instead.
Right. So can I just give you something? I've just read on Edinson Cavani.
Go on.
Edinson Cavani is already looking at his next club after Manchester United. It would be very nice to be able to play for Boca Juniors one day. Edinson Cavani hints his mind is already on Man United exit after admitting desire to join Argentine Giants. This is not a man who...
He's not committed to the cause, is he?
Wow. He's already talking about what he wants to do next. He hasn't even played a game.
Get out of my football club.
There we go.
There we go. Done and or dusted. Right. Let us know. Is there any that we got wrong in the comments, in the chat? Let us know. We'll read a few of them out. Final thing. We'll just say this for next week, but actually I'll read out the best ones. Manager's gaffes. Someone was saying last week, can we do that? So guys, last week we did Bielsa. This week, I'm going to put forward Brendan Rodgers. Tinface87 said, there's a bit for you, James, manager's gaffes. So Brendan Rodgers' living room, what does it look like? Let us know in the comments below. Back. Managerisms is dead, but Liam Stormont, with a great idea for a bit, an idea for an evolution of managerisms is fannerisms. E.g., Everton fans, whenever they mention Carlo Ancelotti, they call
Don
him
Carlo.
Don Carlo.
Don Carlo. No, that's more Mank, isn't it? It's more Mank anyway.
A couple of very quick alleged leads for you. So for those of you who don't know, we're looking for the worst rumours that you've heard. Just pathetic rumours is good. But I mean, we'll read anything out, probably. Lucas San, this is so lazy. This is so lazy. Luke has said, my favourite rumour was when I was younger, was the rumour that James McFadden was gay and in a secret relationship with Will Young. When I think about it, it's the stupidest thing I've ever believed. I love that. There was a period of time where people were like, well, I mean, there's got to be a gay footballer. And mm-hmm. how many gay people are currently in the public eye that we could link them with? Well, Will Young's doing well in the charts, isn't he? So you then put Will Young with every footballer. I remember that. I remember that happening.
Yeah. I mean, he's married, been married, but the I mean, of course, there are gay footballers.
There was a lot of Will Young with a lot of different people for some reason, allegedly.
Yeah, it's just a shame, isn't it, that the gay footballers can't come out. They don't feel like they can. So.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah, it's madness. One more. Here we go. Allegedly, soon after J-Tab signed for Ipswich, there were rumours that he was spending his evenings at stables. Now, J-Tab is very short. He's about 5'4", I want to say. Obviously, the first thing people thought was he was a horse shagger. Second season, his performances were getting worse every month. He was so bad. Then I heard from a friend of a friend that Tab had a picture of a black stallion as his phone background. There was then a rumour that he hated football and wanted to spend his life with the horses, but this time as a jockey, not as a horse shagger. I then saw him in Waitrose when I was working there. He's tiny, smaller than he looks on TV or from the stadium. Never got a look at his phone background, but I'm pretty sure he whinnied when he walked past me. I think he actually is a proper jockey now. That was the final J-Tab rumour anyway.
I've never heard of J-Tab.
He's literally watching the video of him. Ipswich. Yeah, imagine a jockey. He looks like that.
I do like little footballers. Yeah, I'm a big fan of them.
Dominguez.
Torreira is tiny. Yeah, Jose Dominguez was 5. I think he was 5'3".
Really? He had like a little wedge haircut as well. I remember that.
Yeah, he scored on his debut for Tottenham. I think we bought him from Porto. Jose Dominguez. Jesus, we were shit back then.
Jacob Sochesny, he thinks that allegedly it has its time. And we now need to move on. I think allegedly could be replaced by weird headlines because there are some gems out there. Some of my faves include Delhi Adebola, I do not have Ebola, and Benitez sacking not announced yet because the area for press conferences is occupied for a kid's party. Those are two headlines, apparently. I mean, if there is an outrageously poor headline, I think we've had disappointing headlines in the past, haven't we? But nothing else. Now, Flav, you've got to talk with... We've got a chat with Mickey Hazard, so I think
we'll save our
flames advice for another week. What I will do though is on the way out, and get your reviews in now, guys, of the podcast, thoughts, emotions, dreams, whatever. Your final statement as patrons. I want everyone to pop in a sentence. Your final feelings on the pod. We'll give you a shark fact on the way out, of course. The smaller shark is the dwarf lantern shark, which is only 7 inches long. The longest shark is the whale shark, which can grow to a whopping 50 feet long and weigh more than 40,000 pounds. These behemoths are usually gentle and get all their food by sifting small animals out of the water.
True.
A gentle death, true. That, isn't it?
It's funny how the biggest animals generally are the least carnivorous.
Is that true? Because that's the same with people, isn't it? Often the bigger you are, the sort of gentler you are. Why is that?
I think it's because they don't need to... And it's often the smaller you are, the more aggressive you are. Because you're for a giant man, you don't have to prove anything, do you? Whereas if you're a tiny little man, you tend to be more aggressive because you feel like you need to act up because you're little.
Yeah.
That's fair, isn't it, James?
Yeah, I think it is fair, to be honest. Right, that is the Jeffin podcast once more, Daring to Dream. Reviews at the end. here we go. Rob Turner, where is it? Sam Cornish, imagine reserving the 7 shirt. Oh, he's talking about something else there. Rob Turner, hang on, here we are. Where are the reviews in? Get your reviews in, fuck.
I don't think they're not that bothered, are they?
Nah. Catherine says, fuming at Watkins. I hear you. I hear you.
I would be. Rob Turner says, I had a dream that I met Flav on a train and he ignored me. You're welcome.
Sam Cornish says, what a great morning. So I'll take that as a, right. take that as a, as a good review. Yes. Is Flav all right? He seems a bit low. Is that true, Ollie? Is that true, Flav?
No, I'm fine.
He's fine. So there you have it. High-quality reviews from our patrons. If you want to join us live for the pod, you can do. There's a link in the description. We do a mailbag naked every single week, as Flav said in last week's podcast. So come check us out and see our nipples. You can do that by becoming a patron for just £7, I think it is. It's good. It's always good.
We're going to be doing more. We're going to do more stuff, aren't we? We want to do more stuff.
Naked.
Naked.
Yeah.
Find a way of doing more stuff. So, and you can get on the show. You can get on the show. You can be a part of the show, the mailbag show.
For sure. It's a lovely get a brew. Ask us a question. Give us your answer in that question. Life's great. Make sure you're with the podcast. Obviously, is a podcast as well as you guys being able to watch us. So if you do want to listen, you can do subscribe to the James Flav for Now podcast. Join us on Patreon. Subscribe to this channel, and we will see you all next time, patrons. Thank you very much for joining us live. We'll see you soon.